This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. In federal court today, John Martorano referred to Boston mobster James Whitey Bulger and one of his top lieutenants as my partners in crime, my best friends, my children's godfathers. Then he admitted in calm, chilling detail that he killed people, at least 20 of them.
He also said that he sold the rights to his life story to a movie producer for $250,000.
It was just another day in the federal courthouse in Boston.
Martorano, a close associate of Whitey Bulger, spent 12 years in prison for his crimes. He struck a deal with federal prosecutors and is now a key witness in a case against Bulger, who's on trial for 19 murders, extortion, and racketeering.
WBUR's Asma Khalid was in the courtroom today, and she joins us from the Moakley Courthouse in South Boston. Asma, good to have you.
Hi, Anthony.
So this was quite a day. Give us a sense of how John Martorano presented himself on the witness stand.
Well, he seemed incredibly calm. You described it there in the intro, the way that he described Whitey Bulger and also Stephen Flemmy as his best friends and his children's godfathers. But then he went on to describe very matter-of-factly how he committed murder after murder. And it was really creepy. I mean, it was the sort of the sense that you got that a sane person would describe what they ate for lunch. He was monotone. He was unfazed. He rarely showed any emotion. And he described in very vivid detail how he committed these murders, when they happened, what the weather was like, the dates, and whatnot. And you got the sense that he was an excellent storyteller.
Now, let's just back up a little bit and put him in perspective. He was a key member of the Winter Hill Gang and a reliable hitman to James Whitey Bulger, right?
Well, he was definitely a key member of the Winter Hill Gang, though I will say, Anthony, he takes issue with that word hitman, and he made that clear in court today that he does not consider himself a hitman. He says he never was because he never received payment for any of these murders. He mentioned a reference to a book by local journalist Howie Carr in which the title refers to him as a hitman and says that Howie called that book Hitman just because he thought it would sell better books. So he definitely takes issues with that. But that being put aside, he was a killer, a rather cold killer nonetheless, and he has confessed to 20 murders and did serve over 12 years for those 20 murders.
Now, how did he explain how it is that he became a witness for the government for the prosecution's case?
Well, he had been charged, actually, with a number of issues dating back to, the late 1970s and was a fugitive for a number of years. He was arrested in 1995, and at that point, I believe he did serve time for a few years, and in 1999, he cut a deal with the federal government. Obviously, he saw around him a number of other folks formerly associated with the Winter Hill Gang or other bookies, associates, also cutting deals. And so he cut a deal as well, and he agreed to testify against both Whitey Bulger and Stephen Flemmy. And he then ended up only serving a total of 12 years in prison and actually received $20,000 as walking money.
So, Asma, give us some other highlights of his testimony today. What stood out to you in the courtroom?
Well, I think there were sort of two issues that stood out to me. One was just sort of the rich detail he gave of murders and his tone. And I think that's something that the jury probably picked up on as well. He says things sort of like, I shot him without looking unfazed at all, or I took his knife and I stabbed him. And it's sort of very nonchalant characterizations for how he killed people and the decisions for why he killed people. Some of these murders were for various gang allegiances. Others were for personal reasons. He described in one instance why he decided to kill someone, and that was because that person had laughed about having beat up Stephen Flemmy. And you remember Stephen Flemmy was also a member of the Winter Hill Gang. And Martorano very clearly in court said, well, that was it. That's when we decided to shoot him. And that sort of matter-of-fact nature was, I think, rather alarming for a lot of us watching this, but also gives you a good insight into who this man is and the fact that he is being used as a star witness for the prosecution.
Well, I want to ask you about that. So he's definitely being cast as that star witness for the government, but kind of flawed for obvious reason, not the most savory character after all. How effective a witness do you think he can really be?
I think that's a really important question. You know, Bulger's defense team alleges that ever since he's been released from prison, Mataranno has resumed some of his criminal activity. And this was something that we heard a little bit about before the trial began. There was a pretrial motion where the defense wanted to delay the start of the trial. You might have remembered hearing that. And that was precisely for this reason. They said that they had been tipped off and had received information that there was a state trooper who had some concern that Mataranno was being shielded by his handlers in the state police force, and they wanted to dig into that a little bit further. And, you know, they haven't been able to prove that these allegations are true, but the defense, I think, will definitely bring this up, that he is a man with a shady past. You know, he has a big, long history of committing these murders, and, you know, they'll have to sort of judge and allow the jury to see how reputable of a witness he is. But one thing I do want to mention is that it was very notable today that As he described each of these murders in a very matter-of-fact tone, that he did not necessarily implicate Whitey Bulger in them. And I think that's really important, you know, for us to mention is that, you know, he mentioned in one instance that Whitey was there. He helped clean up after a murder at a garage in Somerville. He was driving the crash car in a couple of other instances. But Mataranno seemed to have no qualms saying, you know, I was the one who shot him. I was the one who shot him. Repeatedly, we heard that. And I think that's important just in terms of how this trial continues on and how we see, you know, who cut deals with who, just to prove that Whitey Bulger sort of is the worst guy out there.
Asma, thanks so much for your help today. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's WBUR's Asma Khalid reporting on the trial of James Whitey Bulger from the federal courthouse in South Boston.
Moving on to other big Boston news, we're talking about hockey, of course. The Bruins are tied with the Chicago Blackhawks, one game apiece in the Stanley Cup Finals. Games 1 and 2 in Chicago ended in epic overtime play and saw expert skating and goaltending on both sides. Tonight, the action moves to Boston's TD Gardens, and we caught up with fans outside the garden a little earlier today.
My name is Mordechai Horwath. I'm from Brighton. I'm most excited about seeing Tuukka save some goals and make some amazing plays, and for Zdeno Chara to deck some people and, you know, do what he does best.
I'm Casey Landry from Douglas, Mass. I'm excited to see Lucic slam some guys into the corners.
My name is Joshua Kaplan. I'm from Mansfield, Massachusetts.
What are you most excited about for the game tonight?
Hopefully Torrey Krug scores a goal because he's due, and I want to see Marchmont throw in some fists.
There we go!
Well, along with decking, slamming, and throwing some fists, I presume we're going to want to see the Bruins score some goals as well. That's some Bruins fans outside the garden today, gathered by Radio Boston intern Celine Hakobian.
As they say, I went to the hockey game last night and a game broke out. That could happen tonight. Stay with us. Coming up with just a few weeks to go, 1 week to go until the special election, Republican senatorial candidate Gabriel Gomez joins us live in the studio. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.